You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The private equity deal activity in July was dominated by startups, with 29 deals involving $133 million, accounting for 44% of total PE volumes, according to the latest Grant Thornton Bharat Deal Tracker reporting PE and M&A deals for the month. Importantly, PE deals saw a modest decline, with 66 deals at $1.1 billion, marking the second lowest monthly volumes and values since August 2020. In the startup sector, the retail segment dominated the deal activity, followed by EdTech, FinTech and enterprise segments, collectively contributing to 55% of the startup sector's volumes. Notably, July continued to observe a significant presence of B2B startups, which accounted for more than 52% of deals. The average PE deal size stood at $16.5 million compared to $12 million in July 2022. Moving on, C.K. Prahalad Foundation, the CSR arm of TVS Capital Funds, at its inaugural Next Practice Oration, organized in Chennai on Thursday, announced Nitin Kamath as the winner of its 2023 C.K. Prahalad Next Practice Entrepreneur. The award was given away in recognition of his achievements in building Zerodha as an exemplary organization. A note by TVS Capital Funds describes the aim of the foundation to promote and encourage Professor C.K. Prahalad's visionary idea of next practices. For this, successful next generation entrepreneurs who exemplify practicing the thought and teachings of Professor C.K. Prahalad are chosen. The jury identified Zerodha's committed mission to do right by the customer by going beyond just being a trading platform and treating all customers as the same, with similar fee slabs and service levels as some of the next practices, resonating with the teachings of Professor C.K. Prahalad. The award was presented by the industry veteran Sri R. Thyagarajan, founder of Shriram Group of Companies. Now, a world news. Singapore-born Indian origin Tharman Shanmugaratnam and two Chinese-origin former executives of government-linked companies have qualified to run for the city-state's presidential election on September 1st, it was announced on Friday. The Presidential Elections Committee received a total of 6 applications for the Certificate of Eligibility by Thursday's deadline, the Elections Department said. Singapore had earlier said it would hold the presidential election on September 1st if more than one person qualifies for the presidential run. Incumbent President Halimah Yacob's 6-year term will end on September 13th. The two Chinese origin who have qualified as candidates for the presidential election are Chief Investment Officer NG Kok Song and former NTUC Income Chief Executive Tan Kin Lian. In a separate development, Jio Financial Services, the financial arm of Indian conglomerate Reliance Industries, is set to be listed on the stock exchanges on August 21st per a stock exchange circular on Friday. Billionaire Mukesh Ambani's Reliance had last month spun off JFS, with the market ascribing a valuation of around $20 billion. Ambani has said Jio Financial Services aims to provide simple, affordable and innovative digital-first solutions. In July, JFS and US-based BlackRock said they would form an equal joint venture to launch asset management services in India. Reliance's shares reversed losses to trade 1.3% higher as of 2:16 p.m. IST, while the benchmark Nifty 50 index was flat. In another development, the All India Council for Technical Education announced that it has partnered with Jio Institute for a faculty development program on artificial intelligence and data science. This is being initiated under AICTE's ATAL program that upskills and reskills faculty members from AICTE-approved institutions. Jio Institute will serve as the host institution for this 5-day residential faculty development program. Professor T.G. Sitaram, Chairman AICTE, will inaugurate the program on 21st August 2023. The collaborative initiative aims to empower academic leaders and senior faculty members with a deep understanding of AI and data science, while also emphasizing on the ethical considerations of utilizing AI tools for immersive learning. The program will provide intensive training to 40 selected AICT members, including faculty, encompassing a diverse range of topics, including data visualization, natural language processing, time series and optimization, applications, generative AI, and large language models. The curriculum will delve into the far-reaching impacts of AI and data sciences across sectors such as science, engineering, healthcare, and liberal arts. Additionally, the program will explore emerging opportunities within the technological landscape. Lastly, but not the least, domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex ended in the red on Friday. Nifty 50 gave up the 19,300 level in early trade, while Sensex dropped 250 points to fall below the 64,900 level. The broader markets traded largely in the red, save for Nifty Small Cap 100 that outperformed, gaining 0.09%. Nifty Next 50, Nifty 200 and Nifty 500 slipped between 0.2% to 0.3% each, The IT index tanked sharply, falling over 0.75% in early trade, as index heavyweights such as HCL Tech, TCS and Wipro dragged. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.